UFOs. UFOs were sighted over New Bedford, Massachusetts. I say UFOs, not UFO, because two of them were seen. They were orange flashing lights hovering over a CVS drugstore. The UFOs were orb-shaped. Orange orb sightings are getting more frequent. A while back, a man named Hamish, who was a former Israeli space security chief, had something to say about UFOs and aliens which was not paid much attention to. He made the incredible claim the United States and Israel were among other nations working with different alien beings. There are plenty of whistleblowers on the US side who have confirmed the fact they have seen aliens working with humans on government projects. The city of Pocatello is near the Rocky Mountains. A resident claims he saw a UFO interacting with helicopters. The witness says he saw a glowing light that landed on a mountain and was chased off by six helicopters which had green lights. The interaction went on for about 25 minutes. I would guess the UFO could have taken aggressive actions, but didn't, because it was not attacked and the helicopters were more of an annoyance to it. Why they would do this is another unanswered question. Perhaps more was going on than we know. A group of glowing orange orbs were seen flying in formation over Baltimore, Maryland. This time many witnesses saw them. One witness said there were at least seven of these objects flying in the sky. The photos were posted online and some users recalled seeing the same thing in Washington, D.C. and Las Vegas. Another person from West Virginia saw them also. One California resident stated he saw about 30 orange orbs moving in a single line across the sky. An Illinois man was driving on a road in Iowa. His family was in the car. When they got near the town of Keokuk, they saw what initially was a star in the daytime, but as they watched it moved across the sky. The object was oval-shaped and bright white. Witnesses spotted a UFO over the Hudson Valley, New York. The object was red and oval-shaped. The Hudson Valley is infamous for UFO sightings and is considered a hot spot for them. Recently, the media made a big thing about UFOs being sighted in restricted airspace, as if this has ever stopped them from going anywhere they want before. Apparently, Navy pilots saw the craft. The pilots also sighted the craft on radar and infrared. As most of us know, not all UFOs can be seen this way. When the report was released by the government on UFOs, or as they call them UAPs, it indicated UFOs could be a security problem. UFOs may have been flying through our skies for thousands of years, going anywhere they want, and we really have no way of preventing this. A Canadian man had his dinner and then went out on his deck at night and saw a strange object in the sky. The object was a diamond-shaped and seemed to be covered with a cloud-type mist. He went and got his family and they all went to the deck to see the object. They all saw the object and it was hovering. It then started to revolve. Eight witnesses saw it and then it took off and was gone. A woman and her friend went out for a late night drive, and when she was driving, she decided to stop and take a picture of the full moon with her phone. When they looked at the picture later, they were shocked to see a blue object in the sky in the photograph. As has happened many times, people take photos and when they look at them, there is something in the photo they had never seen before taking the picture. A schoolgirl has taken a photo of a strange object she saw in the sky. It seems to be an X-shaped craft. This is a new one on me. The photo was taken in Lancashire, England. The object resembles the blades on a windmill, only at a much higher altitude. There is either another vehicle behind it in the clouds, or it is a shadow or the craft. A man living on a mountaintop in northeast Pennsylvania saw something strange in the sky. It was a saucer-shaped craft flying over a bridge in his area. He says when he saw it, he got his phone right away and took a picture of the craft. Right after taking the photo, the craft disappeared. An airline pilot flying over Saskatchewan, Canada, reported seeing a strange object in the sky. The object was above him and moving right to left. The plane was flying at 39,000 feet. He radioed for information but was told there was nothing in his area. UFOs are strange enough without getting even stranger, But a few months ago a UFO appeared which was anchor-shaped and leaving a trail of smoke. It crashed into the ocean off the coast of Indonesia. Several witnesses saw it from Java, where it was videoed. Former astronaut Chris Hadfield doesn't think much of people who think it was an alien device. Supposedly, former President Kennedy had ordered the CIA to get all the UFO reports together and to brief him on what they said and what else the CIA knew. He was killed before the meeting was ever held. There was also a rumor that he discussed UFO secrets he knew about with Marilyn Monroe before she died. Some UFO experts have expressed surprise about how some of the UFOs seem to look exactly like those depicted in a painting from 1350. Maybe they should also compare some of them to the 25,000-year-old cave paintings of UFOs for some more surprises. Triangle-shaped UFOs have become more numerous lately, and there are those who believe they were created by us. We have not admitted to this, however, and that is no surprise. Recently, one has been seen near the International Space Station. A UFO investigator claims he saw one in the feed from the space station. Anytime something unusual is near the space station, the cameras seem to go down. What a coincidence! Even when they are turned off, sometimes a few seconds of the video gets through, and that is when you can see these unusual objects. A woman who lives near the Plaza González Vigues in San Jose, in Costa Rica, saw a UFO in the sky above the plaza. She used her cell phone to record the object. The object was moving very fast and had a bright light. The object was silent.